This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting with members of the PM Economic Advisory Council. The Prime Minister and the EAC discussed various ideas and measures to further boost India's economic growth in times of global turmoil. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they deliberated on a wide range of issues relating to India's economic transformation and long-term development priorities. They also shared perspectives on adding more momentum to the reforms journey and ensuring ease of living as well as ease of doing business. The Economic Advisory Council is an independent body that gives advice to the Government of India, specifically to the Prime Minister, on economic and related issues. Besides the EAC members, two principal secretaries to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra and Shaktikant Das, also attended the meeting. Union Minister of State for Communications and Rural Development, Dr. Pemasani Chandrasekhar, yesterday inaugurated the Samriddhi Kendram at Narkoduru village in Andhra Pradesh, Guntur district, marking a major step towards rural digital transformation. The centre has been established under the central government's BharatNet Udyami initiative. With this, Narkoduru has become the third village in India and the first in Telugu states to host the integrated rural development model. Built at a cost of 1.16 crore rupees, the Samriddhi Kendram brings together 11 essential service sectors under one roof. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has refuted the claims circulating on social media and messaging platforms regarding an alleged leak, advance access or sale of the NEET UG 2026 re-examination question paper. In a social media post yesterday, the agency said that such content is the work of organized cheating rackets that prey on the anxiety of students and their families. The agency asserted that the integrity of the examination process remains fully intact and that all necessary safeguards are in place to ensure a fair and secure examination for candidates. NTA said it is actively identifying and reporting the offending channels, accounts and content to the concerned platforms and to cybercrime authorities for immediate takedown and action. The agency has advised candidates and parents not to engage with, pay or forward any such message and not to fall prey to the fraudulent solicitation. Delhi Police has refuted the claims circulating on social media and news reports regarding their registration of FIR against protesters at Jantar Mantar. In a statement, the police clarified that no FIR has been registered against the protesters. The police have urged citizens not to believe or share unverified information. An Israeli strike killed at least 7 Palestinians, including 2 women, in Gaza yesterday, health officials said, as mediators restarted talks in Cairo with Hamas and other factions over safeguarding a strained ceasefire agreement. Medics said 7 people were killed and 15 others, including children, were wounded when an Israeli airstrike targeted a large tent encampment in the heart of Gaza City. An Israeli military spokesperson told media that the military had carried out a strike targeting terrorists but provided no further details. A ceasefire brokered by US President Donald Trump has failed to halt Israeli attacks and left Israel in control of more than half of the enclave. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that any attempt to undermine India's sovereignty through threats of sanctions would boomerang under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Speaking to heads of leading global news agencies on the sidelines of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Mr. Putin emphasized India's independent decision-making and its commitment to safeguarding national interests. He remarked that relations between Russia and India are built on mutual trust and extend beyond trade. He noted that both countries are actively engaged in joint research and development projects, including collaboration on the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile program. And in tennis, Russian 8th-seeded Mira Andreeva won her maiden Grand Slam title after getting the better of Maya Halinska of Poland in straight sets in the women's singles of the French Open finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.